لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم لا اتوب اليه واسلم التوبه والمغفره والهدايه انه هو التواب الرحيم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدس يا حافظ يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له فأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشف لنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن من شيء إلا عند خزائنه وما ننزل إلا بقدر معلوم الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kerim and there is not a thing but with us there are treasures of it and we send it down we send it not down but in our own measure one of the most difficult things for any believer is to visualize the hereafter When we read the Quran al-Kareem and the Hadith, there are some descriptions of the Jannah and of Jahannam and the Day of Last Judgment. But still, we don't know. What is going to happen when we pass to the other side? Hazrat Mevlana Celaleddin Rumi, he interprets this ayat. That all what there is up there, there are temples of it down in here. That there is not going to be anything else except what we have seen in here. Except what we have here is tiny little samples. Like as if you go to the marketplace to ShopRite, there are certain amount of butter and flour and sugar. But then in their storages, there are tons and tons of it. Like this. The treasures of it, Allah Ta'ala says, He has up there. And he sends down according to a known measure down here. There is nothing mysterious about it. Look, we are still waiting for spring. The whole nature seems to be dead. But soon there will come a wind which is transparent and invisible, in which there will be the seeds of spring, and the rain will come from heavens, and the heat from the sun. Then all of a sudden, these invisible things will make everywhere green and fragrant. The roses and the flowers will come out. It is like this, says Hazrat Mevlana, that the roses are going to be there too, but much, much more beautiful, much, much more fragrant. The greenery, the fruits, which will taste much, much nicer. Everything which is here will be there, much more, much more beautiful. But us too will be different. We will be young and strong and healthy and satisfied. We will see so much better things which you are too small to see, or too big to see, or too far to see. We will be able to see. We will be able to hear better, and taste better, and feel better. If we are kind, we will be kinder. If we are generous, we will be more generous. So we too will be much larger, much better, much stronger, much more beautiful, much, much more intelligent. But there will always be also there the pain in some other place will be much, much more painful. The wound will never be healed. The fire will be more furious. The scorpions and the poisonous snakes and the zabanis and the tortures will be much, much worse than we have here. But those who are going to be in that beautiful perfume covered beautiful place, himself beautiful and happy, or in that other place in pain and in torture, reduced worse than he ever was in this world, they already here taste what they are going to taste there. The one who is going to be in paradise is in here, in peace, strong with the faith, generous, forgiving, comfortable, patient. So he lives in his little paradise here. The one, no matter how rich and famous he is in this world, is in pain and is destroyed and is unhappy and commits suicide, he is in hell already in this world here. This world is a place where it will be decided where we are going to be. Ya Rabbi, you have created us as a human being.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, you have blessed us with Iman and with Islam. Ya Rabbi, you have given us direct instruction in our language what to do and what not to do, and so that we can see with our own eyes, Ayn al-Yaqeen, you have brought us your beloved in the form and shape of a human being to be our teacher and our example as a perfect man. Ya Rabbi, you have given us all the possibilities to be as you want us to be. But you have also put Insana inside of us and Nafsi Ammara to test us whether we are going to be an animal or a human being. Ya Rabbi, help us to master our Nafs Ammara. Ya Rabbi, help us to make our Nafs Ammara into a Muslim. Ya Rabbi, save us from our own private evil and bring us close to you and have mercy on us. Ameen. Bihurmati Sayyidi al-Mursaleen Taha wa Yasin. يا هنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا حي القيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أرحم الراحمين. Ya Rabbi, you have created us as Ahsani Taqbim. We have tyrannized ourselves and we have reduced us into Asfal As-Safilin. Ya Rabbi, instead of seeking your pleasure, instead of doing what you tell us to do, that we have gotten involved in this world and forgotten you. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Amen.
And give us the strength of Iman. Give us the strength of Islam.
Amen.
So that we do separate ourselves from this world. So that we don't give any attention to this world. You say that whoever separates himself from this world this much, that we will come close to you this much and more. Ya Rabbi, have mercy upon us.
Amen.
Have mercy upon Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Have mercy upon all humankind.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, keep our hearts locked to you.
Amen.
Bring us close to you. Ya Rabbi, on that day, as you have gathered us on this Friday in this humble mosque, on that day of Yawmiddin, gather us in the safe place under the Divine Hand. Bring us close to the one who you have sent as Rahmatan Lil Alameen, Shafi' al-Muzibin. Ya Rabbi, bring us close to the one who you have sent to have to intercede for us, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, bless this Ikhwan with Adab Muhammadi and Adab Quran al-Kareem, so that we may be perchance be worthy for the Shafa'at of Muhammadi.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless this Ikhwan and all of Ummat Muhammad with the Shafa'at of Muhammadi. Ameen. Bi hurmati Sayyidina Mursaleen. Ta'ala ya Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Mahfiraf al-Madawan. Fataqab al-Asharan. Fatharar al-Jididan. Fastakbal al-Sarqadan. ببرك الروحا هو الله في بيته من الطيات والسلام فبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأنبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكته المقربين وعلى أهل سعادتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين فرضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين